and welcome to Mice Cast with your hosts Greg, Mike, and
damn right.
And we're rolling damn into this right. blind because Greg has something. I mentioned the word Adventures Club and it gave him a light bulb moment. So here we go.
It struck an itch. Or something like
buckle
that.
Up.
I don't want to know about this. That sounds rather personal.
Yeah. Okay. We all remember Mark Eads, right?
Yeah.
The Imagineer dude, right?
Imagineer dude worked on Star Tours, Epcot, delivered all the films to Epcot, a lot of things. Wrote for the Orange County Register for a while.
Yes, yes.
Theme park guy. Well, at one point they let him go, and I don't remember if this was after the change of ownership at the Register, but, you know, he was let go. As far as I know, that's the way it happened. Well, they got a new guy now. And this new guy, I guess, writes almost daily. I don't know what his background is. I really don't know anything about him. But it was enough to get Hey Bricky making a whole show. And we've talked about Hey Bricky before. Possibly a very nice guy. And he seems like he might be a very nice guy. Just some of the way he explains things or... You know, like, I don't believe that the Pope House was in Disneyland. It was beyond the berm. To me, Disneyland is inside the berm. Everything else is support to Disneyland, not Disneyland. So when you say, I live at Disneyland because I lived in the Pope House. No, you lived out in the shit in the back in a house, you know, by the horses. You didn't live in Disneyland.
Yeah, you know? In fact, it was used for quite a bit for the ranch because it was right next to the horses.
Well, yeah, exactly. So on that vein, this Orange County Register guy had written an article about like 5 expansion pads at Disneyland. Now, if I just say that to you and I say Disneyland has 5 expansion pads, now, it means something to me, being in architecture and construction. It might not mean the same thing to you. But if your video that Hey Bricky put out was expanding upon this guy's article of 5 expansion pads, what does that mean to you? What does an expansion pad jingle up in those little minds of yours?
I'll use Epcot as an example. If you look at Epcot from the air, you can see there's gaps between some of the World Showcase countries, which are expansion pads, for want of a better term, for other things that they might stick in there.
Places that were at one point probably already identified as future expansion for a particular country they had in mind already.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because we know they wanted to do Israel, Equatorial Africa. Yeah. They wanted to do Russia. Well, where are those going to go? They're going to go in these... spots,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, good. We're on the same page. The first expansion pad this guy comes up with. Oh, and this is all because Disneyland.
I need to find this article now.
Okay. Disneyland needs a beacon barrel. This is how it kind of all started. Is where would we put a beacon barrel? And that's what it's called, right? Beacon barrel, the one in Florida, the little, a bar, restaurant thing.
Oh, yeah. That used to be the Pirate and Parrot and Pecos Bill.
Or maybe that's what it, whatever it's called.
It used to be but I think it's Beacon Barrel, I think is what they renamed it to or whatever.
Okay. So, yes. So I have 2 questions before I get into all the different expansion pads. One, why do we have to assume we need a pirate themed restaurant bar? Like Disney World. How about
just our
Disneyland have come up with their own thing, you know? And this is where I'm with Hey Bricky. I do not believe the castle parks, I don't care what you do in the other parks, it's too much. Castle parks should be dry. Personal opinion, those were the initial family parks. Walt preferred them to be dry. I prefer the castle parks to be dry. Now, that would be kind of hard
I
to do.
I firmly agree. I 100% agree with you.
That'd be hard to do in Epcot when you're showcasing, you know, alcohol from the different lands.
Yeah.
But we also see what alcohol has done, I'd say more in the modern era. Because, you know, in the 70s when I went to either park, or in the 80s when I went to Epcot, you know, I don't remember really hearing much about drunks. But we didn't have social media. We didn't have the internet. Maybe it was happening. You just never caught the stories because it wasn't much interest, you know. Didn't make it beyond the berms, if you will. So that was another question of mine is, why don't we have to have a pirate theme thing? So, okay. The first expansion pad. Now, have you found it, Mike?
No, because nothing of his videos say hidden expansion pads.
Oh, I thought that's what he... Oh, try the Orange County Register stories. Now, you may not... If you don't subscribe, you may not be able to get to the
I don't know
story.
What search do I put? Expansion pads?
Or... Yeah, Disneyland expansion pads.
I just did Disneyland, and the results for Disneyland were 70 new Disneyland eats, will new record lead to new focus at Six Flags, Disneyland Fight Lee's Bloody Dad, Disneyland handcrafted documentary offers behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. Disney's 70th anniversary party returns after holidays.
And this is the Orange County Register?
Yes. These are all the results when I say Disneyland. So Okay. Maybe you need to provide a link to this article that's got you spun up that you haven't gotten to yet.
I'll have to walk and talk at the same time. We'll see what I can do. So I'll name the first expansion pad, and you guys kind of laugh with me at how
okay.
terrible idea this is. Richard is going to be most familiar with it because it's changed since I was there. But it's a small area, Richard, where Main Street vehicles are stored. And I believe there's a small place for the horses that are also stored that would be just east. Well, east. It backs up to the Indy building and is behind the Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Yes. I know that place. And you're right. It's a very small area.
So, for better or worse, use Google Earth and follow along.
I am.
And it gets more and more cramped there every day.
I'm sure.
So the one that's right behind the picnic area, little triangle space.
Okay. All I had to do is go to Hey Bricky and find his second video here is Disneyland expansion pads.
I'm looking at his YouTube.
Beginner like my dad. Oops.
I'm looking at the latest 3 days ago, Invisible Design of Disneyland.
Yeah, that was the one right before the expansion pad.
Spaces that make Disneyland work. Magic Bricky key unlocked.
Sometimes the stuff he comes up with cracks me up. So it is literally called, let me say no thanks to the YouTube premium.
I got Disneyland. Right here. Hidden expansion pads.
Yeah.
I don't see no Disneyland hidden expansion pads.
I didn't say hidden. Disneyland's hidden. Sorry. Expansion pads. Exactly what it's called.
Then drop a link because it doesn't show up on my list of YouTube videos.
Yeah, I got it right here.
That's three. I got two from 3 days ago, and the next one's 2 weeks ago.
Okay. This one was, let me see if there's a date on this thing.
Just drop the link and signal.
He is. Richard said he was doing it. So looks like I may have been the last one to comment on this. That's funny because when I see the list,
It was 3 months ago. It is not recent. You got to sort the shit by recent. God damn it.
You have
to have the same language, right? This is apples and oranges.
Okay, fine.
Jeez, I just saw it. It's 90 days old.
Guys, remember, words mean things.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
It just popped up for me.
But that doesn't mean it's just new.
It's recent for me.
It's not recent for anybody. It's 3 months old.
It was recent for me because it just popped up.
You gotta be more discerning. All right, let me freaking.
Okay, so let us continue. That
he's got a
small little tight corner area where the horse.
Five are. Hidden locations inside Disneyland that could dramatically shape the park. Oh my gosh! All right.
Yeah, I know the way the descriptions are. You know,
Brady McDonald. Oh, okay, see now if I search this guy, Orange County Register, maybe I'll come up with what I need.
There you go. Maybe
I got to do all the freaking work.
Hey. I come up with ideas. People have to make them work for me.
That's what you think, huh?
Yeah. Now, there's a few problems with this. Let's say this is a pirate-themed place, right? How the living fuck do you get there? Because if it's themed pirates or something of that nature, you would think you'd be coming from the piratey area of the park, right?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I know we have the queue to Indy. Maybe you could follow that a little bit and break it off. And you know, Bricky was talking about overlooking the Jungle Cruise. I mean, you're behind the railroad at that point. Yes, yeah, you're behind the railroad.
You're outside the berm.
So how the fuck, I know I'm cursing a lot, it's just this one. Yeah, some F-bombs here. But how the heck are you going to do this? And, you know, you'd have to build up a building kind of high to down. I mean, there's so much foliage. Nothing like that's going to work. Now, maybe it's all self-contained. You don't. It just seems to be a lame area, and this is what drives my architecture mind crazy. It's just because there's an area that looks undeveloped for the park doesn't mean it's going to work for the park.
Yeah, there's absolutely zero way of getting anybody in and out there.
Properly. What's supposed to go here?
Well, that's what he's claiming to be an expansion pad. That's what we're talking about. It's not a legitimate.
All right,
it's got vehicle storage for the Main Street vehicles. Now, is this also the area where they've got the mini place for the horses, or is that somewhere else?
Yes. No, this is the area.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
I was going to say also, if you take a look right beside Indy, that's the shop where the Indy vehicles are stored and worked on. Yeah. So you have to have oversized access to be able to get those vehicles moved out of there when they need to ship them off to wherever they need to.
Yep.
Plus, Mike has it correct. That's right behind the picnic area, which means you're at a very neat little gate that is an emergency gate for fire apparatus should we need them to be in that area.
Well, let's say they put it in the triangle. But, you know, we'll just go with the flow for what they're claiming. If you stay out of the vehicle, because, you know, we know that vehicle access way that goes to the back of Main Street, it's got to stay open. And like you said, there's an emergency gate. There's all kinds of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Even if you stayed in that little triangle where you see the walking path that's, you know, checkered off or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a very big pad, and the way you're going to get somebody back there is, I don't want to say nothing's impossible. If there's a will, there's a way. If you got money and you want to do it, you can put a square peg in a round hole.
The only way you can get people back there is using the expanding the queue of Indy.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not impossible. Things can be thought of. Something could be done. Nothing's impossible.
All right. Where's the next pad?
Is it plausible?
No.
No.
Is it stupid?
So. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. That's next pad. Where I'm getting at. Going back to the video. Now, if you scrub the video a little bit, turn the sound off, scrub the video, you'll get this little graphic of where Disneyland could put a Pirates of the Caribbean tavern. The Beacon Barrel Tavern, you know, whatever. So he's got some pictures of what it looks like. And it's nice looking. You know, it's not bad. And then,
these are pictures of it says right here, Beacon Barrel at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, Brady says the Jungle Cruise takes up more space than any attraction in Disneyland. And it backs up against the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. If Walt Disney Imagineering can tuck the Indiana Jones Adventure queue along the Jungle Cruise, they can certainly find a way to add Beacon Barrel somewhere along the Amazon, Congo, Nile, and Mekong rivers.
I was going to say it. That is incorrect on both accounts. It's not the largest area, and no, it does not touch pirates.
Imagine a pirate bar overlooking Jungle Cruise rivers. Okay, whatever.
In fact, now, it has never touched pirates.
No, but it did used to be bigger. They cut off one leg of it when they put in the Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the next pad?
Of course, the original plan for Indiana Jones was to encompass part of Jungle Cruise as part of it.
I think that would have been really cool.
It would have
been. What do you think is the largest? Okay, maybe we should just say not area, but attraction. You probably would say Rise today, I'm guessing. But what do you think is a larger area? Because I think when he says area or whatever he describes it, you know, he did say any other attraction.
Jungle Cruise is a pretty big footprint.
It is a big footprint.
Yeah. I would go Rivers of America. Well, it used to be a bigger footprint.
Yeah, I'm
the
not.
River's still bigger than Jungle Cruise, but the thing is that Jungle Cruise is the opening day attraction, is it not?
Yes. So is the Rivers of America, but this seems really stupid, right? I mean, are we a three-way agreement? Are we in an agreement with all three of us? Really stupid, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, so and he takes a long time to say how stupid he's like, comes up with his own ideas. Like he came up with a Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
That's that Adventurers could be right, Club. Yeah.
You know, right on the water. And then this was really stupid too. Walt Disney's private Royal Suite above New Orleans Squares has been used as the Disney Gallery, Disney Dream Suite, and 21 Royal. It could be a perfect spot for a Beacon Barrel Tavern directly above the Pirates of the Caribbean entrance.
What's the hard-on for Beacon Barrel?
Okay, well, that was one of my responses when I responded to this video. But again, are you seeing a theme here? Non-expansion pads that this moron Brady, whoever the hell he is, somehow thinks are just sitting there waiting to be expanded.
Yeah.
I didn't
know 21 Royal can cost you $18,000 for a private dining experience.
That's just so stupid.
And let's put this. 21 Royal is the back part of what used to be the Disney apartment. It's connected now to the upstairs kitchen there. That's part of the Club 33 kitchen. That is now physically separated from the front half that now has a parlor and a bedroom, or I guess two bedrooms to it.
Right.
Which so when is you go about up, half the size of what we remember the Disney Gallery being.
Yeah. So when you go up the back stairs instead of the front, the two rooms that were off to the west, one had a fireplace, the other one opens to the balcony. Those are the two rooms that are no longer part of the Dream Suite, right?
Correct. Yeah. And when you say the back stairs, I want to clarify, that's coming from the Royal Street.
The Angels Court, right? Isn't it called the Angels Court?
Not the Angels Court. You're at the 21 Royal Court, I think it is. But it's the courtyard that's sitting right off of Pauline Street.
And it would have,
not to be confused with the backstage back stairway that goes into it right there. I'm just saying it's back stairway, that was the first one that popped in my mind.
Well, because you work there and you think of backstage, but to the average public Joe who sees the stairs go up the front. Mm-hmm. That were added when they, you know, put the gallery up there. And then there were stairs that opened up in the back, which was actually would have been the front door for Walt and his family if they would ever up there. Became the back door.
Did you comment on this video?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I actually made a long comment. Okay, so the next one
is... Am I going to recognize the username?
Yeah, the American Landscape.
Okay. Some guy said Brady is obsessed with Beacon Barrel.
I think he is. There was a few good comments about what, you know, do something on your own. Okay, the old fort, which is just now a place for the Fantasmic kids to run around with their clothes off and make costume changes and shit like that. I'm sure there's some stuff stored in there, too. I really don't know what else.
Oh, there's a lot of crap stored in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he calling the fort an expansion pad?
Yes.
Fuck. If you, this is not an expansion not. Pad.
If you'd follow along, that's what I'm saying. This is what kind of keyed me up a little bit. And Bricky's kind of going along with it and using the same terms. Okay, are some of these areas potentially ripe for...
reuse? Reuse, sure.
Reuse some changes? Sure. I mean, are they getting any ROI on the Dream Suite right now? Disney seems to be all about making money. Why is that thing sitting empty, right? They either need to monetize it or they need to change it into something else. I don't know. But moving on for the complaint about the video. I'm surprised you haven't played that sound clip yet.
Which one? Oh, Negative Waves? Well, yeah.
No, because it's all real. It's all true.
Yeah, I don't see... I don't... Well, but Gavin McLeod in Kelly's Heroes, he was talking about real stuff, too. your comment must have been deleted.
No, I can read it. I'm reading it right here. You want me to read my comment?
When was it posted?
That's okay.
Thank 3 days ago.
See, I don't... Okay, sort by newest. Son of a gun. All right, I'll find it.
He's telling me I'm having problems. He can't find them.
2 days ago and then 1 month ago. That's all I see.
Not my problem.
Steve Boyer. Sounds like you. Steve Boyer, is that the most recent on your list too?
I am the most recent. And then the next one is 3 months ago. All of them are 3 months ago.
How many comments? How many comments do you see?
I see all of them.
Oh, there's a lot. There's more than a handful.
Right at the top, it tells you the number of comments.
Oh, let's see. I was scrolling and just there's a lot. There are 197 comments.
Okay, click sort by newest.
Yeah. Steve Boyer is the newest one that shows up 2 days ago.
Steve Boyer, that name sounds familiar.
Okay, sort by newest.
Okay, hold on. Slow your horses down, Mr. IT guy. Okay, I'm the second guy then.
Yeah, see, I don't see that comment. Do you see his comment, Richard?
No, I see Lily Sunshine.
And then Steve Boyer, Lily Sunshine. Yeah, Steve Boyer, Lily Steve Sunshine. Boyer. No American Landscape.
And then Tiffany Perrigo.
Yep. So Richard and I see the same thing. You only see your comment. He hasn't, nobody else does.
He never forwarded it. It's just sitting there in his computer. It never got logged in.
It's right there. I'm logged in and it shows it.
He probably has, shows it to you because you made it, but the rest of us don't see it.
Why, you think he blocked the comment?
I think it hasn't been approved. Maybe it's been moderated.
I hate fucking moderating bullshit like that. All right, let's move on. Yeah. You keep interrupting.
Where's the next pad?
Well, the
fort. Okay.
The fort. Now think about logistics there. Now you've got this restaurant or whatever. He's claiming that this could be operated during Fantasmic. Because you could use a dock that's down there by whatever the new Hungry Bear restaurant's called, and they could still feather people across there. Now, there's accessibility issues, but they can be conquered. That's you can get past that. We'll figure that out. That's not a big deal.
Having worked on the island with and during Fantasmic, I can say absolutely not.
I'm with you. There's so many.
I don't like to rip on other people's stuff, but holy smokes, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's dumb because not only did one guy write in the Orange County Register about it, another guy went down the rabbit hole with them. And a lot of times agreeing, saying things can be done here. And because he's a designer, he likes to chime in. And, maybe he's got some decent ideas here and there. And then sometimes you'll say, but what if we did this instead? And, of course, Golden Horseshoe is another one.
What? Now,
we've talked about the Golden Horseshoe.
Yeah, but...
Could have something done, a restaurant, something different.
I'd like it to see it return to its former glory.
Yeah, I'm with you, Richard. I'm totally with you. Nothing ever comes back the way it left. And very few things ever come back at all.
Granted, but even if you put in a new show and you put in a new menu, you're still creating what it already was, just updating the show.
Sure, sure. Now there's going to be some accessibility things to fix and get past, because especially upstairs, it's not very accessible. Okay, you can put an elevator, fine, but there's multi levels up there also, so you got to work through some issues. I don't want to say problems or challenges. He even talked about, even though he didn't say, because I'm not sure if he remembers the Stage Door cafes there, that it could expand towards Riverbell Terrace by taking some of the seating out. But I think at that point he was saying he thought it would be a more of a Western one, but he's like, what's left of Frontierland? Because, you know, the thought is Frontierland is totally going away in Florida, which, you know, something that also is not making sense to me with the Florida thing. And I just throw this out as a little side note. It's Piston National Park or something, right? Piston Peak National Park.
Yeah. Okay.
So why do like I keep on. Seeing? Yeah, doesn't it? Why do I also see posts claiming that it's part of, what was that airplane one that felt like cars, but they were airplanes?
Planes.
Okay. And did they fight fires in that?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody, or I shouldn't say one person, I've seen it mentioned more than once, that somehow was part of this expansion in Florida. But I, you know, the Disney keeps saying cars, which, you know.
I think planes is part of the Cars universe, is it not?
Yeah, it is, because you see it over in, yes, planes is part of the Cars universe.
You see it in, yes.
You got the signage that's up over there by Grizzly Peak Park, whatever you want to call the area now. It used to be Condor Flats. You got the signage that's up there that has the plane. Yeah.
Okay, but what does that have to do with, let's say, Cars Land, which is totally separated by hundreds of feet?
I was saying that, and then I realized, yeah, there's a long space between the two of them.
Yeah,
there's a mountain between the two of them.
You had a bit of a brain fart there. Okay, no problem. All right, so we
both agree. Hang on. I got to make sure we get a good list. We have the triangle behind Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
The apartment.
Yes.
The fort.
I don't even, do they even call it a fort anymore? Or is it just a pile of wood?
It's still Fort Wilderness, but it looks like crap.
Okay.
It does look like crap.
Number four was what? Golden Horseshoe?
A Golden Horseshoe, yes.
So what's the fifth one?
Well, I'm getting there if you shut the goddamn fuck up for a second. You know, it's...
Now, Mike.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Now,
you like this?
Why don't you knock it off with them negative waves?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
This one is almost... Well, if you shut the fuck up, I'm trying to talk.
Again.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Jesus Christ. And I usually don't say those two words together, but you know...
You're taking as much time as he does.
Okay. No, not even. His video is a long time. Anyway, okay, the next 17
minutes,
one,
dude.
Shut up! I'm trying to talk, goddammit. Jesus Christ.
Usually you're the one pushing buttons. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
Just like you complained about when we do the opening of the show, right? Same bullshit. The next one is almost as dumb as the first one. This has to do, and Richard, you can chime in a little bit on this one, because it has changed a lot since I was there. Has to do with the area behind the mile-long bar, or what used to be the mile-long bar.
Behind? Okay. Like backstage?
Yes.
Okay.
Why does he write in, guest bridge, because he thinks you'll need to bridge over there to get to it. And if you scrub, it's go to 1212 in his video.
I'm looking at it here.
Yeah. And again, I think
Brady says Pooh's Corner. Oh my gosh. Beacon Barrels. Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Well, and what they're claiming now, since this is a bayou area, it's really just an extension of New Orleans Square. And what's funny is you should listen to Bricky say New Orleans. He's trying to sound like you know, he's doing a Hillary or a Kamala where they try to do the accent that goes along
Nolens.
With the
Nolens.
And
I had a person that lived in Nolens that actually taught me correctly how to say Nolens.
You say it the way you say it to yourself and don't give a shit about it. It's
okay. This is not an expansion, but if I'm looking to Google Earth and I see Pooh Corner, there's a freaking 2-lane road right there. Yep. That they could actually.
If you would have scrubbed to 1212, you would have saw his guest bridge. You would have saw his lounge area and all these little color graphics he put in here to show you how it would go.
But wouldn't it be just easier to bend the road around this and then just plop it right back there, right behind?
Amazing thought, Mike. I would agree with you
on that. Wouldn't it have been easier just to get rid of all that poo shit in those shops? And
well, Mylon Bar was cool. You know,
When you go this far, couldn't they have kept one theater of the Country Bear and still put in the stupid little dark ride and compressed it a little bit because it's got some wide open spaces that are very unnecessary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I digress. Yeah. Okay. So this was another, I think.
These aren't
One, yes, they're not expansion pads. And two, the extent that you have to reach to get to some of these places is again, they're not impossible to do, but they're not practical or probable. And to even postulate these is dumb. And this guy writes for the Orange County Register. And this other guy talks about what this guy writes on the Orange County Register.
This is like a copy of a copy, right? No, I heard this guy. It's like a game of telephone, which is even worse.
Well, but he goes on, and this is where I believe was his ideas now. This one, I actually said, and I'll read you what I responded to him. Maybe not such a bad idea if you don't go along with the pirate theme, but maybe you come up with more of an adventurers or, you know, explorer theme, and you could enter it through something that is a remnant of an opening day attraction, which would be that mine shaft that's closed up across from
Big Thunder,
which opens up to where Cascade Peak used to be. And they've got some rotting old artifacts from the mine train, or maybe they've already rotted away. Last time I looked at them, they were in pretty sad shape. You could build a really cool place that overlooked the river.
Yes.
That could actually be kind of fun.
You can see that path that goes up the hill right by the entrance to Galaxy's Edge. That is an unused space.
And he's got, and I don't know if he AI'd this. He is supposedly a graphic artist. Maybe he did it himself.
That path, yes and no. We do drive trucks up there routinely.
Okay, but
what?
Because we got a chemical plant up there for the river.
Oh.
Okay, well, again, if you really wanted to, you could move things.
That's a pretty big chunk of unused ground inside the berm.
That also is where all your Audi animatronics are, is right over there, just off to the side of that path.
We'll give him a break on that one, because I don't want to argue that point.
Allow me to say, this one over in Critter Country, with the mile-long bar, if you do it the way Mike was talking about, get rid of the bridge. The bridge is the most unrealistic thing in the world there. Just move it up where the restaurant, where Mylon or Pooh Corner is currently, and move the road around it. All that stuff back there can legitimately easily be moved and stored somewhere else. So I will say, I will give that one to him with Mike's idea.
There's a giant gate right there too that sees a...
Yeah, that's an emergency gate that we use just about every day.
Yeah, you change the path basically against the fence line and just push back into that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's argue his points and tell him how stupid they are, because they are.
That was the gate. Yeah. That Critter Country gate was the gate we would go in for canoe races.
Yes.
He's not talking about the old Winston.
That's the splash gate.
The gate between splash.
The one we turned the helicopter Dyer away from one day. Wells tried to come in that gate. We're like, you can't come through this gate. This is a Union gate.
What does that mean? That's on the street.
What is a Union gate?
We're talking about Splash Gate. That's right next to the mountain and Pooh Corner.
Big Wooden Gate. You can't miss it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Let me go over there and see if what I remember and what's changed and all that bullshit. Let's see. And I'll explain to you in a second, Mike.
I'll explain to Mike. What used to be that we had a dedicated construction gate, which is now referred to as Gate 6. And the reason it was a dedicated construction gate, if we had any labor actions going on, somebody striking or something against contractors, that was the designated gate. They can strike there because that's where all the construction traffic was going in and out of. The others were all left open and clear.
Okay.
But I guess Wells didn't think that applied to him, or he wasn't informed, but he wasn't happy from what I was told, and he was told to go somewhere else. fuck. Now,
what?
I don't see the gate you're talking about, but it really doesn't matter in a bigger picture of what Splash. We're talking about. I'm looking at, all I see is bushes.
It's a rather large spot.
Yeah, it's a giant gate. I don't want to share, but I.
Anyways, continue.
On this angle that I'm looking straight down north south right now,
When we go off the air, I'll show you.
So you were talking about building something over there by Bear Pond and with the old tunnel. Place that looks over the river.
Yeah, well, basically where Cascade Peak used to be. And I actually thought that was actually a halfway decent idea. That wasn't bad at all. But this is Bricky's idea. This wasn't, Junior Wannabe Imagineer idea.
Brady McDonald. That sounds like a fake name.
Doesn't it? And look at the goofy guy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's got some credentials. I don't know who he is.
If you bring up the article, right away you get the, hey, you need to pay to look at this. But you could see that he's basing his article on looks like a pencil drawing of blue sky ideas for Disneyland. Mm. And if I,
why call him? So let me tell you, since you can't read what I said, because I thought I made some good points, but I think the expansion pad description is misleading. None of these areas are designated spots to expand. Since architecture and design is my business, I might look at things a little differently, but the air quoting expansion pad definitely has a meaning to me that is being distorted here. If you cram in too much, you'll have no areas for support. Just because an area looks prime and empty doesn't mean it is. The area behind the Jungle Cruise is the worst of the worst spots, in my humble opinion. The only two I find that make sense from this list is a makeover of the Golden Horseshoe, which, like it or not, it could work, which I've been discussing for years on my podcast, and the old Cascade Peak area. Any major changes to the horseshoe could impact the historic feel. If the second floor is going to be used, an elevator will have to be installed. Not that big of a deal, but some might wonder about a properly themed elevator for the time period. And yes, they could expand westward and remove Stage Door Cafe and creep into the outdoor seating area adjacent to it. While I miss the old fort on Tom Sawyer's Island, and what is there now is a slap in the face to the original, it would create some logistics and accessibility challenges that, while doable, may not be worth the effort. The biggest question that begs to be answered is, why a pirate-themed bar at all? The Magic Kingdom has that. Why not create something unique to Disneyland? Bring back the Tahitian Terrace or something like that. In fact, Adventures Club or Society Restaurant or Bar, I'm not a big fan of the bars in the castle parks that were supposed to be family-friendly, is almost screaming out loud to be built there. In my opinion, the current space is a waste of prime restaurant real estate. I'd also go as far as saying maybe it's time to let go of the Swiss Family Treehouse and use that space, or incorporate a drink spot around it overlooking the Jungle Cruise. Though support for that spot would be a challenge, maybe a third floor over Jungle Cruise queue or over the shops across from the queue. where it is Q while we are at it. Point of order, as far as the Jungle Cruise, one small leg of the Jungle Cruise was lost after the loss of the altar of Indiana Jones years ago. After the loss of Rivers of America, the Magic Kingdom, I don't think anything is safe anymore. Because he makes something about, you know, could you really modify the Jungle Cruise? Is it safe? You know, could you really do that? So that's why I threw that in there. If you actually watched the video, you get some of those points.
If I could see your comment, I'd give it a thumbs up.
One last line. I'll give it a thumbs up for you. No. While all this effort is being used to try to cram a square peg in a round hole on the west side of the park, the east side has open areas literally rotting away that is begging for something innovative. How about some work over there, including some decent places to eat beyond burgers and pizza to the aroma of exhaust fumes?
The aroma of exhaust fumes. Nice.
Just my thought. Though people complain about the exhaust fumes online all the time, I don't give two rat's asses about it. It is what it is.
Exhaust fumes? That's going to go now, away. That's not long for this earth, I don't think, the gasoline motors there.
Oh, no, it's supposed to go electric. I just can't wait to see one of them burn and then how that's going to go.
Puncture lithium ion battery and watch what happens.
Yeah, well, I think it was Disney World that just had a vehicle fire in one of their Utopia or whatever they call it out there. Tomorrowland Speedway.
Grand Prix.
Yeah. Now, so you said you could see Steve Boyer's comment, which was 2 days ago.
Yes.
But mine's 3 days ago. If he's jailing me or not approve, if it's an approval thing, I don't see why I can see my own, but why you guys can't see it.
Steve Boyer's 2 days ago, and then the next one is Lily Sunshine one month ago.
It was a month ago. Yeah.
Do you see yours in between those two? Is that what?
I do. Yeah. Okay. I actually do. But I wouldn't be surprised. I have found people only kind of want you to agree with them.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be surprised if I was too critical for him. And it wouldn't be the first video I've commented on his, such as the Pope House when he was going on about it being in Disneyland. And, you know, I just don't believe it is. It's just me.
It's now definitely outside now. It's out in the parking lot of TDA.
No, but it's on the property. So
property still.
People would call that in Disneyland. So, you know,
I had that discussion earlier today.
Why is this guy obsessed with the Beacon Barrel? Why not come up with something more unique for Disneyland? Sure, pirate things are cool. To me, this also creates another one of those experiences where unless you know how to game the system, you're never going to get in. It'd be like Olga's, which is a pain in the ass. It's fun when you're in there if you don't have to stand up the whole time.
First couple times, don't need to go back.
Yeah, I've drank enough in there and had a few snacks that, like, it's...
Yeah.
It's one of those places that, for us, okay, we've done it, and that's it. We can walk away. There's still plenty of people that are going to go in there because this is going to be their one chance to go do it, and that's fine. That's how it's designed to be.
Well, I don't think it's... for the most part, I don't think it's the people that are seeing it for their first and only time. It's the locals and the pass holders that are cramming that place up. It's not people seeing it for their first. There's a fair amount of those, but.
There's going to always be those that are going to be the fanboys that are always, oh, God, this is the have to, got to be like kind of like what we were with the Golden Horseshoe back in the day.
Let's not just cram us into that. I mean, we walk up, if there were tickets, there were tickets. If there wasn't, we didn't get our panties in a bind.
We were a little bit more mature about it in our day.
I can say probably more often than not, I didn't get in because I didn't get in there early enough to go get tickets. So, but it wasn't like I got to get in there. There were plenty of other places to go.
If getting in was important, you would have got there early enough, rope drop or whatever. If it was your this is going to make my day, then you make ways to make sure it makes your day. You know, but you're right. In this day and age,
we didn't have to cut in line.
Yeah. In this day and age.
Oh, sorry, wrong show.
In this day and age, people look online for all this stuff first, right? And there's no shortage of, I hate to use the term influencers, but content creators, whatever, that are out there that someone's going to have an opinion on how you should attack something and make sure you see it.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Mistakes first timers make, or don't make this mistake, and you watch it, you're like, who cares? That's not a mistake.
It's a mistake for that person. It's not a mistake. Sure. It's a mistake for you. Yeah, no, it's.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of visitation these days. We're in the information
and social
age.
Media. Yes. And what's coming? You know, I know this is a little off our subject after we beat Hey Bricky and Brady McDonald. That's a shame. That's an embarrassment to the Scottish name. But I keep reading these little headlines, and when I try to chase it down in the articles, it's not real clear that Disney is trying to make some big change to get people off their phones, yet they also talk about how you need your phone
to order food.
Well, to get in the park.
Get your fast pass.
They're trying to make it so you're not walking. I think the inference is, so you're not walking around with your nose in the phone and not paying attention to where you're going and that kind of bullshit. I don't really know, because
that is fun to watch, though, because we literally have had people walk into the fountain over there by the tram loading.
Here's an idea for you.
I'll let people walk into me, because you know what? I'm at that thing where I don't give a shit anymore, and I'm not moving because you're not paying attention.
Take
the Karen gets mad because she tries to get out of the way of people, and
if they're not looking, I'm not dodging.
I'm a bigger guy, and she bounces on. She goes, "You're pushing me into them." I'm like, "No, you're pushing into me." Well, I would have to walk into them.
They're walking.
So
yeah, what's the problem? she's two or
we need to take a page out of the old thing in the old smoking areas. Make those. That's where you go use your cell phone.
Yeah.
Cell phone use areas.
Yeah.
Need to look something up? Go over there by the river.
Yeah, because quite frankly, if I'm going to stop, we were heading from the east side to the west side. Karen wanted to know how long the mansion was, and we were in this just wave of stink and humanity. You know, right around, Fantasmic was just letting out. It was right about Riverbell Terrace, and I wanted to check what the weight was. I pulled her over. We stood right next to the little wall and the fence into Riverbell. I'm like, we're not going to stand in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And, check. That's just the way my mind works.
That's just dumb.
And I've seen I've seen a lot of people posting now, the center of Main Street is not a family gathering area. So there are a lot of people pushing back, but there are a lot of people oblivious.
I'd rather have them stand on Main Street than the sidewalks.
I'd rather have them stand up against a building somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah. I think that would be the same report. Just like you don't need to skip hand in hand down Main Street either.
Yeah.
And that's one I don't give up either. I'm already here. You're going to have to let go of each other, you know?
We have some signs that are backstage now in some of the areas. Like for example, Greg, the crosswalk that went between security and the center across the way there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, we have signs up there. If you're reading this sign, thank you for not crossing looking at your telephone. But I told you the story about the girl who's glaring at her telephone with her earbuds in. We're in the middle of a paramedic run back there behind Main Street. I had not just the medics. I had one of the fire engines, engine 3, come up, and they whooped her twice. She was oblivious. I had to physically go over there and pull her off to the side so the engine can pass her.
Yeah, headphones should not be allowed backstage. There's too much going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're not. But we have the same thing with the guests.
The guest is one thing, but backstage, you're not supposed to be wearing earbuds or headphones?
The rule of thumb is always that you have to have one ear open.
Well, okay. That's not what
one
I
year
asked.
Has to be open there.
That's not what I asked.
What?
You're saying rule of thumb. That's a general public everyday.
Is there a policy?
Rule of thumb.
Is there?
There is a policy that you have to be able to hear what's going on around you. You cannot have both ears covered to where you can't hear it going. You can, because I wear an earpiece like everybody else does. So I have one ear like that. So at least one ear is open, and that is policy.
Okay. All right.
It's an established policy.
That's what I was asking for. So if people are walking around with both earbuds in, why aren't you telling them to pull one of the fucking things out of their ear and pay attention?
Okay. I do.
Are you surprised? Yeah. I'm not surprised, Richard tells them.
I am semi-surprised because one day he told me what he said to somebody. I'm like, I would have fired you if you would have said that. He says, well, I didn't exactly say that.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Well, I don't speak in the colorful metaphors that Greg. Get the fucking headphones off your head.
Well, you know, when they don't hear you,
I'm a little bit better than that.
When they don't hear you the first time, and then your voice gets a little more, you know, forceful, and they still don't hear you, you know, a good whack up the side of the head might be worth it.
Well, I look at them and go, you need to have one ear open. And they pull it back. What? And I go, my point exactly.
But you know what, Richard? I bet you anything, half those people didn't understand that. You physically have to say them to them.
Yeah,
our policy is
gotta be.
I always complete it with that part too. But I do say
vagueness. No vagueness.
Yeah, no vagueness and irony that just goes over their heads. They don't.
Okay, so we've talked about the 5 expansion pads and how dumb they are.
Yeah, I think so.
They're right. Non-existent. Okay. Let's not just say dumb. They're non-existent.
We managed to get through it with, you know, a few interruptions.
Okay, there. And this will be the last one then. How's that?
Sure.
Last interruption.
Now, should I keep talking
through
the whole thing?
I have the mute button too.
Yeah.
All
right, well, that was a completely off-the-cuff presentation because Greg's like, I got something I want to talk about. Because I just mentioned Adventures Club, and that's what we get.
Yeah, and they can tell. Yeah, they can tell.
Exactly. You know what you pay for, right?
Exactly.
So, again, as always, on behalf of Greg and Shaft, I thank you for listening, and we wish you a good night.